Your countdown clock has now terminated function. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up.
Right now, having a national security scare is actually good political news for the president and the White House and the Republican Party.
Good morning, you and me both. It's ICCTV.
But the problem today is that the situation is so large and so all-encompassing that whatever is going to happen, the whole world is going to feel it. Everything. Everyone's going to feel this one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Illuminating Radio. Alex Ansari. Outside the Box.
Van Halen intro. We're going to try to get something new to start the show with by the next show, I hope. It is the 12th day of July in the year 2008. Again, as soon as we go live, the internet drops. We'll be with you via a brain-frying cell phone. Over the course of the next 2 hours, I don't get paid peanuts. I get paid phone calls. So if you have a comment or question, 512-646-1984. Some of the news that I have ready to go. One of the biggest stories is the report about the Earth's core, the magnetic field changing fast. According to a new study that comes to us from National Geographic, we also have some other reports going over the latest earthquakes. We have a quake in Russia on the 4th of July, 7.7 magnitude, 3 aftershocks reported. On the 6th of July, we saw a 7.2 hit southern Peru. On the 8th of July, we saw magnitude 6 hit the Ryukyu Islands in Japan. And on the 9th of July, rain brings flash flood warning in South Wales. July 10th, flash flood warning as heavy rain on way to Northern Ireland. And then right away, what happens? They have an earthquake. July 10th, evacuations continue in Chile after volcano in Santiago spewed pyroclastic rock 1,300 feet into the night sky early Thursday morning. Now, I caught a couple of news pertaining to a grain in Michigan and another grain silo explosion in Iowa, I believe three of them. And this is in addition to the grain silo explosion that we reported to you about a month ago. And Standeo catalogs a lot of interesting earth change developments, and he also covers a lot of new developments with the food crisis, and it's exploding. All right, I have some other reports that I want to bring to your attention, and some of the stuff's, it's real key stuff. I know people want to keep you focused on Obama and McCain. I did see this week that the news is covering a lot of stories about Jesse Jackson saying that he wants to cut off a certain part of Obama's body for talking down to black people. Well, I can understand his frustration. I can't help but wonder if the whole thing's staged, even the comment itself. I mean, we know Bill Clinton is in with the CFR along with his wife. Same club that Barack Obama's a part of. Why would they be against Barack Obama? Why would Bill Clinton say he can kiss my behind? I think it's a little joke. It's a big scam. But again, now that it's the last year that we think that we'll be dealing with President George W. Bush, a lot of people are relaxing. And there's a lot of deeply committed people to, you know, their own quest for real spirituality, you know, people that are a part of the Obama phenomenon, very spiritual people, people that you would think that would know better, negativity, a deceiver, something along those lines, right behind Obama. It's herd animal behavior, and it overrides what they think is spiritual, and I'm seeing it all over the city. Now, take a deep breath. Because we're going to need a lot of energy and a lot of sanity to get through what we're going to have to face. It's not just about the food issue. I mean, that's just, you know, we've been talking about it quite a bit. And it's an issue that has really been brought to our attention over the course of the last year. And a lot of people weren't even talking about genetically modified food, you know, 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It was still new. What do you think we're going to be talking about in another 5 years? It just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. So, again, the magnetic field is changing fast, you know, sudden changes in the turning movement of the Earth's liquid outer core. Now, this is a big deal. What else is going to be taking place as we, you know, move closer to 2012? Weakening the magnetic field in some regions of the planet's surface. The findings suggest that quick changes are simultaneously occurring in the liquid metal 1,900 miles below the surface of our planet. One scientist involved in the study says the changes may suggest the possibility of an upcoming reversal of the geomagnetic field. So what does that mean for us? It means the decline in the outer atmosphere to intensely charged radiation. And that's a lot of different things. I mean, that's the sunspots. And again, oddly enough, I think we're on the cusp of entering what? Sunspot cycle 24, how timely. So the particles can affect, can damage electronic equipment on satellites and airplanes. And again, we went over the Earth changing. I mean, just to back this up a bit, first they had the blizzard, then they had the quake, then they had the floods. All so timely. Look at all these different states. Corn producing areas, their land the next or so. Maybe some of it will be taken over to make way for the NASA Superhighway. We're a concentration camp facility, or, you know. Look for Homeland Security.
World War III and the developments in that arena, Iran test fires 9 missiles on Wednesday during their war game simulation and warned the U.S. and Israel it was ready to retaliate for any attack over its disputed nuclear project. The missiles are said to be able to hit Israel and U.S. bases. The day before, on Tuesday, the president of Iran says that he sees no possibility of a war between his country and the U.S. or Israel. The exercises came as the U.S. Navy, in cooperation with the U.K., wrapped up a six-day exercise in the Persian Gulf called Stake Net. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the U.S. is no closer to confrontation with Iran after Tehran test-fired missiles, it says, could reach Israel and U.S. assets in the Middle East. After Iran test-fired their missiles, the dollar fell, and crude oil rose, rebounding from its biggest decline in 3 months. I also want to point out that Paul Joseph Watson wrote a report questioning the validity of the claims that these missiles could actually reach Israel or U.S. assets. And there's a lot of info, again, on a recent article that he wrote. Great website, propagandamatrix.com. But, you know, we do know that the U.S. has been engaged in covert operations in Iran. Here's a report from CNN, U.S. preparing the battlefield in Iran. Journalist Seymour Hersh said recently that the Bush administration has launched a significant escalation of covert operations in Iran, sending U.S. commandos to spy on the country's nuclear facilities and destabilize the government. By the way, does anybody remember the movie Rambo 3? All promotion of the CIA operative working covertly to support the Mujahideen. There's another movie out there also promoting this type of activity. Charlie Wilson's War. And no, Zbigniew Brzezinski does not appear in this film. White House, CIA, and State Department officials declined to comment on Hersh's report, which appears in this week's issue of The New Yorker. Hersh said that Congress has authorized up to $400 million to fund the secret campaign, which involves U.S. special operations troops and Iranian dissidents. He explains how the Bush administration's policy of my enemy's enemy is my friend has led the U.S. to support the Baluchi organization, Halanda, and the M.E.K., Mujahideen al-Kaf, a.k.a. PMOI, both of which have clear track records of terrorist activities, including strikes against the U.S. Hersh also reveals for the first time that the U.S. has trained M.E.K. teams in the state of Nevada in the U.S. So he's now warning that we've been moving cruise missiles there for a few months now, and you guys have already seen the coming tensions. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows if this is just a ploy to get us to focus on this while they do something else? That is not outside the realm of possibility. Be aware of that. Also, take a look around you. We are talking about our economy coming apart at the seams. It's summertime, baby. It was the 4th of July, a time of year where people get together to smell the wonderful scent of phosphorus move through the city night sky. A time where we eat oh so plenty genetically modified potato chips, corn fructose syrup, rot our teeth, eat irradiated beef, maybe clone beef at this point. Not so funny. Instead of what the 4th of July is really supposed to mean. So people are having fun. Celebrate, dance to a new year, party like it's 1929, have fun while you still can. So there's a lot of stuff taking place because you saw the tension between the United States and Iran over the whole warning that something was going to get struck out of the water that turned out to not actually be factual, that was fabricated to just engulf the tensions. And, well, I'm live, but I'm live on the cell phone, correct? So tensions are raising, things are getting crazier, and now we're starting to see more and more reports that are open, admittedly, about the covert operations in Iran. And I also want to let you know that he says that our submarines are there, our destroyers are there with cruise missiles aboard, or our aircrafts are there, our soldiers are there to attack Iran within 10 to 12 hours of the go-ahead. order by President Bush, he says, stressing that troops have to go on the ground in Iran in order to destroy Iran's defensive systems. Iranian leaders have said they believe the speculation of a military strike is part of a campaign of psychological warfare, which is outside the realm of possibility. 400 million to fund the secret campaign. I think it's probably going to be a lot more than that. I also want to point out that they're also saying that Iran is capable of a electromagnetic pulse weapon. We've talked a lot about the U.S.'s capability to do that, how they perhaps tested it right in 2003 on Iraqi TV. That's been alleged over the years that they tested the dropping of that electronic weapon back during that time frame. And we also have some information that China has that technology, and so does Russia. So I don't know if Iran is truly the country we have to worry about unless they're being set up to do something by the world powers to be part of their in-game scenario. Maybe that technology was given to them by China or Russia. That is not impossible, knowing that they have fighter jets that they are acquiring, Iran, I'm speaking of, that are based on Israeli technology. This is coming from China. See, Iran has signed a deal with China to purchase 24 J-10 fighter jets between 2008 and 2010. Russian news agency Novosti reported the jets were developed based on the technology of Israel's Levy fighter jet, whose technology was sold to China against the wishes of the United States. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about Russia's new large-scale naval exercise in the Pacific, taking place again as I speak. We'll be back.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. And again, you know, it may not seem surprising to you or me, but most people don't know this, that, yeah, you know, they're talking about going to war with Iran, but, you know, they have technology that's been acquired from other countries based on Israeli technology. First, it's the J-10 fighter jets, 24 of them. It makes you wonder what the hell is going on. You know, the Israeli Levy fighter jet was developed back in the 80s, but the project was canceled following pressure from America, which feared the new jet would compete with its F-16 in international markets. The U.S. subsequently sold F-16 to Israel at a reduced cost. China began developing the J-10 in 2004 and currently has 89 aircraft in active service. Now, Nick Begich was on Coast to Coast last night. Great presentation, explanation of electromagnetic pulse weapons. And we're going to be hearing more of that in the future. There's, you know, 3-4 reports I've seen out this week on the new Invisible Wars, the weapons of World War III. It's not bullets again. It's e-bombs, laser guns, acoustic weapons. In short, really, really, really sick toys in the hands of madmen. If we're not here to evolve into something higher than this at this time in history, when? That's my question, because it seems to me that I'm supposed to wake up to something. This is all just a little bit much. It's just very much in your face. It's like, you know, this world is a land of illusion. It's a world of destruction. You've got to find another way to look at reality, because there's something trying to suck us into a psychological trance-like wormhole. And it's very clear to me from all the ranting that I've done in the past about the confused, baffled sheeple out there on the street that almost enjoy drinking and eating from the troughs created by the elite for them to live happily in the city, as you read more reports about people migrating to the city and leaving the suburbs. And some people go, well, that's healthy, that's great, that's environmentally friendly. How's it safe for all of us to be crammed in a super compact surveillance society, Max, going to work, or subway, or other forms of mass transportation? How safe is it to push bikers and people that drive, motorists, in the same space? Well, there are more fatalities now and more conflicts between bikers and cars. There's a story here locally about how there was a confrontation between a biker and a motorist, where actually the motorist was in the wrong, who was drunk and works for the city of Portland, who physically assaulted the motorist. And there's this attitude, anti-car attitude, that a lot of bikers have, that it's us versus them type of thing. We're the ones helping the environment. They're the ones destroying it. So in this situation, because there's that, you know, animosity, here we have 25 bikers swirling and circling and cussing at the car, not even knowing what happened, and that this guy was actually attacked by the biker just because it was a biker and that guy is a motorist. And the guy had two teenage sons in the car and his wife. So going back into moving us into the cities and showing how these things relate, tensions rise. There's left to going around. We're all in the same space reality. We're also easier to kill by a bioweapon if you move us into a compact space. On the other end, you know, I'm closer to work now. I can get to work. I can avoid paying for gas and parking tickets, which are, you know, it's almost enforced by like a cartel-like operation, where they don't put a gun in your face and take the money, but they do it through garnishing your checks. If you intend on surviving on the grid, they'll find a way to get their money now. They are the grid. If you look at this whole thing and how it's coming together, it would make sense why they would want people in the cities to have microchips, to have national ID cards, to have RFID on the streets. You know, they said no more free Wi-Fi in the city of Portland. No more free Wi-Fi, can't fund it. But they got these cones that Homeland Security already funded that are up in downtown Portland. There should be more pictures of them on the web, articles written about them, about what they can do. Homeland Security's put them up. Trust me, there's got to be some sort of RFID reading capability in those sensors they placed above traffic stops. All right. I don't want to be pushed into the city. I don't want to feel like this is a prison. I don't want to feel like we have to be here. And a lot of people feel that way. They want to go out. They want a vacation. They want to spend some time in the outdoors. And what are they doing? They're claiming more part of the land that, it's not going to be for our use. And if there is a crisis where we have to get out of the city, they'll have their troops there. We're private mercenaries, maybe Blackwater organizations, Blackwater shoot-offs, maybe Blackwater subsidiaries, making sure we don't get into their property that they are taking over in a martial law type scenario. Now, I don't want to think about or put too much stake in or think too much about being taken or being one of those that doesn't make it through the challenges that we're going to have to face. So we're going to have to look at all this stuff objectively because we don't know the outcome yet. Russia, though, has already started a large-scale naval exercise in the Pacific. Before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the other reports pertaining to the missiles that were fired in Israel. Ironically, at the same time that the U.S. signs the Missile Defense Shield with the Czech Republic, we'll go into that in a moment. But over 20 combat and auxiliary ships from Russia's Pacific Fleet started on Tuesday a large-scale naval exercise in the Sea of Japan, which includes live-firing drills. The core of the Naval Task Force participating in the exercise consists of a Russian Slava-class missile cruiser dubbed the Killer of Aircraft Carriers and some other attack destroyer ships and missile boats. All right, so again, right over there, shooting missiles, likely in our direction off the coast of the Sea of Japan. The U.S. government says, hey, Jose, no problem. It's all okay. We're amused by the exercises. That's what they've said in the past. We're amused by it. How are we not supposed to think that we are being set up for a big fall in ways that a lot of us don't even see yet? They're already telling us the weapons they'll use on us. And they even have, you got to understand, they got low-level electromagnetic pulse weapons that police departments are testing out where you stop a car from moving and you take out its electricity and other forms of low-grade domestic uses of what they call non-lethal electromagnetic weapons, the ones that make you feel like you're on fire, make you feel like you're insane, or, you know, who knows what else is out there. We've already talked about the stuff that can beam into your mind. Hey, look, behind you. Over here, ring the bell. Hey, look at me. I'm a new series that's coming to the Discovery Channel. Mysteries and ghosts. Ooh, I'm in your head. Freaky, yeah? All right, go about your day. Remember, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The show's on. And you walk on by, an ad in your head. Google analyzing what you like to look at in a massive catalog and a profile that none of us will ever see. From the wiretaps, the tagging people's IPs, how can we learn about this person and put into a giant database, learn about them and watch them, and if we watch in the future, find a way to incriminate them? Oh, God, I hope we have their DNA. I'll tell you what. There are 1,000 ways to die, but if you worry about dying all the time, maybe you'll just draw it to you. In this situation, there's 1,000 ways to be set up and killed by these bastards that carried out 9/11. We're not afraid to say it. Believe me, I know. There's 1,000 ways to die on this planet. Why be afraid? Why not live now? Why not open our eyes and get off our knees? That feels like living, keeping our mouths shut. But the things that matter feels like death. And when we do that, we do begin to die inside. It's true. It's metaphoric, but it's also literal. It can't scare us any longer. We have other things that we're facing. The magnetic field shifting, changing. The ionosphere changing. The planet changing. The climate changing. We're going to be afraid of their little camps? Are you actually kidding me? The economy's breaking down. We know we're going to see people starve in the streets. This is history in the making. There's nothing to be afraid of. That's the giant psyop in the sky that we're supposed to believe in, that they could actually lock us all up. It's just a goal. It's just a goal. We have the plans, the blueprints. It's just a goal.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Catch Deadline Live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central.
Monday through Friday.
Right here on We the People Radio Network.
WTPR.
It's not left. It's not right. It's the state versus you. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Lines that are on the radar, literally flashing red at us as I speak. All right. World Bank's Zolek says food prices high until 2012. Homeland Security experts expect disaster or attack for the next 4 years, within now and 2012. Bermuda issues warning as Hurricane Bertha approaches. Hurricanes, Australia drought withers small towns, and again, we're reading more. We were talking about a lot of people being packed in cities. A lot of people, because of the gas prices, they're leaving the cities. They're being, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what takes place in those towns, who buys up all that property, and what's going to be taking place there. Bryn urges return to wartime food frugality. Okay, now this one, let's take a closer look at. All right, and I definitely, like, flag this. Oh, by the way, Bush ex-spokesman Tony Snow dies at 53 of cancer. Yeah, he resigned as President George W. Bush's son. He resigned back in August 07, citing financial reasons. Oil hits new high on Iran's fears. Oh, dear, 147 and 27 cents. Oh, but it's okay. It dipped down to 145 and 08. In London, Brent crude climbed to 147.02. Oh, dear. Oh, hey, before selling back down at 144.49. And so the headline to read, oil down. It's just like, oh, my God, the chocolate rations. Chocolate has gone up today from 15 grams to 10 grams. Yay! U.S. taxpayer bailout of China over Fannie Mae. All right, we talked about the taxpayers bailing out Bank of America 6 months ago. This is going to be even bigger. If the U.S. bails out Fannie Mae bonds, as suggested, in, we're all homeowners now, nationalization of Fannie, Freddie, unavoidable, an inquiring mind just might be wondering who is the biggest beneficiary. And this is something I pulled out of, I don't know if this came from the New Yorker, it might have come from the Huffington Post. It's a good question, too. Please consider the Chinese government as the top foreign holder of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds. Politicians called for taxpayer bailouts and a government takeover of troubled mortgage lenders, Fannie Mac and Fannie Mae. FreedomWorks would like to point out that a bailout is a transfer of possibly hundreds of billions of U.S. tax dollars to sophisticated investors and governments overseas. Okay, again, so of all that stuff I just read out, just the important part was, so it's like a bailout, transfer of hundreds of billions of dollars, our dollars, to people overseas. That sounds like a giant money laundering operation through banks. The top five foreign holders of Freddie and Fannie long-term debt, China, Japan, the Cayman Islands, Luxembourg, and Belgium. In total, foreign investors hold over $1.3 trillion in these agency bonds, according to the U.S. Treasury's most recent report. All that, and we're seeing, again, Brent urging return to wartime frugality, evoking an era of World War II type environment. British families are being urged to cut food waste and use leftovers in a nationwide effort to fight sharply rising global food prices. It's not back to ration books, Victory Gardens, or squirrel tail soup yet, but warning bells, squirrel tail soup. Sure, there's a recipe for that somewhere on the web. You might want to get that. But warning bells are being rung by experts at all levels of Britain's government, as well as from the World Food Program. Yes, the ones that want to ride to the rescue and bring you more GMO that helped cause the problem in the first place. Hooray! Now, with food and energy prices soaring around the world, because the supply of high-quality, affordable food is no longer guaranteed. And, by the way, getting organic food is a lot harder than it used to be. I mean, the price of food in Portland is a lot higher than it is in a lot of other areas. I want to let you know that. $5 for a pound of peaches. Higher in some areas. The officials are warning Britons that food is no longer guaranteed. By the way, the UN also says that water is not a human right. That could mean an era of scarcity like Britain's 1940 to 1954 food rationing during the war and its aftermath. Now, that's a bit alarming. Now, to jump back to the weapons, though, that they're testing, alongside all the food crisis, again, all this stuff's back and forth, hand in hand. It's connected. World War III to be fought with directed energy weapons, World Net Daily Report, and we're going to be talking about that. By the way, Jerome Corsi from the World Net Daily, his people got a hold of me and asked if he can come back on the show. That's great. I'd like to get him back on the TV show in a couple of weeks. Hopefully that'll work out. You wrote a book about Obama, by the way. I believe it's called Obama Nation, and so you might want to Google that, take a look. Webster Tarpley has also written a book on Obama, and I sent him an invite request about two nights ago. Okay, we're talking about the new weapons of World War III. The Chinese military caused the largest blackout in the history of North America. That is the assertion of Tim Bennett, former president of the Cybersecurity Industry Alliance. He says U.S. intelligence officials confirmed to him the PLA gained access to a network that controlled electric power systems serving northeastern U.S. in 2003, according to a report in Joseph Farah's G2 Bulletin. By the way, on a side note, we've also seen reports coming out about Chinese spies in the United States, people being arrested, people that have leaked information out of the Pentagon, sensitive information. We actually don't know what it really is exactly. Then we got information about how, you know, we were sending these, you know, piece of missile technology that can help with nuclear warfare, sending that technology to Taiwan. Really interesting stuff to see what's actually out there. This blackout we're talking about, did the Chinese military actually cause it? Some 50 million people were affected by it. It was a 9,300 square mile blackout in New York, Canada, Michigan, and Ohio. The official explanation for the power outage was that overgrown trees came into contact with strained high voltage lines in Ohio. But the story of this possible skirmish in the electromagnetic spectrum is widely whispered about in defense and intelligence circles. It is referred to as some as the Battle of World War III, a conflict to be fought asymmetrically in cyberspace and with weapons that might seem like science fiction. I do need to pause at some point and just go into like Russian mind control for 5 minutes and how they could program people to bring cake to a certain part of the city center in the test they did back in the 70s. Nick Begich actually has been talking about that for some time, what the Russians have had. So it's growing. We don't hear about it. We don't read about it. But everything is becoming much more sophisticated. It's not a matter of in our lifetime. It's in a few years. The Moscow newspaper Zavtra reported only a week ago, just a week ago, that Russia developed special powerful electromagnetic impulse generators that may be used in design of new type radars and as a basis of electromagnetic weapons that will render enemy electronics inoperable. The U.S. Army is convinced, meanwhile, the Russians have already designed a kinetic weapons and directed energy weapons, lasers, for ASAT warfare. The article continues, in any event, the Americans suspect the recent episode of the Chinese laser that damaged an American spy satellite became possible only because Moscow had made this technology available to China. That's right. And they're doing war game drill scenarios together. Anybody heard of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization? Google that while you're at it.
News, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN. Host Alex Angeli from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central every Saturday right here on We the People Radio Network.
And this just in, Israeli jets use Iraqi airspace to practice a strike on Iran. The Iraqi website has claimed that Israeli warplanes have been using Iraqi airspace to practice for the attack. They're quoting unnamed sources in the Iraqi Defense Ministry, and they said for the past month that Israel has been using U.S. bases in Iraq to conduct overflights, and we've seen other reports also saying that they're going to be launched attacks from inside Iraq. That was my suspicion the entire time, along with a lot of other people. This was going to be a base, a big, big base. Then we begin to read that, well, they're not going to leave at all. They're building big embassies. They're monumental. There's something going on there that they're not talking about on Fox. They're just going to be there as long as we have power and we aren't engaged in war. This is going to be a base in the Middle East. There ain't going to be no peace in the Middle East. All right, going back to some of the other wartime developments, Iran says talk of U.S. attack, craziness. Craziness. Yes. Iran Saturday dismissed speculation that it risked being attacked by the United States over its contested nuclear drive, saying that a military strike would be craziness. I think I said earlier in the show that they say that this is all just psychological warfare. Now, it is July. People are vacationing. People are going out camping. We're not the only ones. Bush, McCain, and Obama to visit Bohemian Grove? Annual get-together of global elite kicked off last night in Monterey, California. Oh, that was when the orgy was last night. I thought I smelled something funky in the air. Outgoing President George W. Bush to both of his presumptive replacements, McCain and Obama, I'll be Barack Hussein Muhammad Obama, to us. They're rumored to be in attendance at this year's Bohemian Grove gathering, an annual get-together of the global elite staged inside a sprawling forest encampment, which kicked off last night. It's going to go until the 27th of July. Reagan's been there, Nixon, they all went on to be president, as well as regulars like Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan, David Rockefeller, Colin Powell, as well as Bush, his dad. In 2004, the New York Post reported that top gay porn star Chad Savage, was hired by the Grove to service its members during the event and attend to their every need. Okay. All right. Moving on to other things. I need to get out of town this weekend, too. So, Iraq denies again, though, that Israel used its airspace, claiming that they've been practicing for possible attack in Iran, and its airspace is just a fabrication created by Iran. Terrorism expert downplays shock bracelet for airline passengers. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the cattle ranch, where you and I are being fed enough, surely to be killed later on at a future undisclosed date. It's recently reported that here in the homeland, DHS has expressed interest in a safety bracelet for air travelers that would include personal information that would not only track the wearer, but also be capable of remotely delivering a taser-like shock. Fox anchor Megan, her last name even matter, Kelly, talked with another terrorism expert, Neil Livingstone, who downplayed the reports. He says it's an exaggerated story. I don't think there's going to be a shock element on it. That's going too far. However, Livingston, who has a history of making extreme claims about threats posed by terrorists, saw nothing wrong with the tracking aspect of the project. Flying is not a right, it is a privilege, he states. Okay, Livingston is the, again, terrorism expert that Fox is talking to. He also suggested that there might be a growing market for such devices, saying that we may see actually these kind of devices put on felons in order to get parole. They're also talking about in the UK, all these different connections we're making today. They're also talking about in Britain. Let's deal with the overpopulation problem in prison by just giving microchips to the guys in jail. So, as you see, it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and so are people. Something's got to give. Mo, you've called in from Oregon. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. And thank you very much for taking my call. And thanks God, today we have a blue sky. If you look at it, right now we have blue skies over Portland, Oregon, and surrounding area, and no chemtrails today. Thanks God we have... Today we can breathe better than the other days that they do that. And
hey, no chemtrails. Mo's talking about the skies out here. No chemtrails. It's very clear. It's been clear the last couple of days. No chemtrails, absolutely. Take a deep breath.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted to say. And IndyMac Bank Corporation is bye-bye, the second largest bank based on Pasadena. They have closed all their doors, and 10,000 of the depositors are not insured by FDIC. And so basically, $1 billion of those money are gone like that. And probably there will be more suicide we see in California as a result of it, because those people who lost money in the American bank, they thought that it was FDIC insured, and it's not insured. And then they are going to be having a nervous attack. And imagine, it can be any amount, you know. But I mean, in this situation, you need every dollar that you have, and then suddenly you say you don't have it because it's for technical reasons. And 95% they say FDIC insured, but still FDIC is not able to give everybody all their money. So what they're going to do, it's like a bankruptcy. So they're going to pay so much per dollar they have people in the IndyMac Bank Corporation, those people who have money, so much per dollar. Say, okay, we give you 30 cents per dollar, 40 cents per dollar, so much like that. I mean, so still people are losing money. I mean, FDIC is just a bogus name. And people should know that whether you're banking with any major banks in the United States, I mean, Key Bank is the next goes to go in the downfall from $35, now they're under $10 right now, and Washington Mutual is below $5 right now. And these are the two major ones are going to go under the next, and then Bank of America and then Wells Fargo are going to be in the line to go down the next after those two go down. So the people must attention that FDIC means nothing. You can they can say, yeah, FDIC is insured. That is all bogus. Am I not true?
That's absolutely true. And when one big bank goes, the rest will go, because everyone will run to the bank and they'll run for the food, and it'll all be a domino effect. And it didn't have to happen like that. I don't mean to speak about it in the past tense, but it's almost as if it's already happened. It's already happened, and we're just reporting about it in the past tense. The reality is it may be soon, it may be unstoppable, because it looks like it's all been set up, and everything is moving right along, and we can see the after effect. And
exactly, indeed. I agree with you 100% too. And, you know, regarding the, you know, you said that Israeli using the Iraqi base. And absolutely true. I have information in 4 or 5 different Iranian newspapers that they have endorsed what you said, that, yes, Israel is using the Nasiriyah airport in southern the Iraq and for a month right now, and they keep bringing equipment, and then they go back to Tel Aviv, bring more equipment, and they do that more at night than in the morning time. So that airport is totally secured, and I don't know. I mean, Iran war is on the horizon. I see that for sure. I mean, then that will have a shock and awe for us too. Gas will be $10-$15 per gallon. Is coming on their way. I mean, if that happens, that which I strongly believe 80% there is a chance before the election it will happen.
Well, Mo, thank you for calling in. A lot of great points. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Well, this is just in. We've got troops fighting fires in Northern California. It's that bad. For the first time in 30 years, exhausted fire crews need to get relief. We're talking well over 1,000 fires in California as we speak. Red alert. Very hot out there. The drought is out of control. We'll keep our eyes on this story. We'll talk to Aggie in Oregon right after this. We'll be back in a few.